Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to elections, there's one aspect that typically raises more questions, causes more consternation, and leads to more confusion than any other. And that is, without a doubt, the election of judges. Every election cycle, our phone rings off the hook with people seeking more information on judicial candidates. They're looking for something, anything, that would help them make a wise choice. Unfortunately, the judicial branch has conspired to make sure that the views of candidates for judgeships remain hidden behind a cloak of secrecy. They use what's called the announce clause in the Montana Code of Judicial Conduct, which basically says a candidate for a judgeship cannot speak about any case or subject that could conceivably come before the court. This is reasonable in some respects because judges should not indicate how they would rule before hearing the facts of a case. That said, judicial candidates often use the announce clause as an excuse not to say anything substantive at all. In a campaign speech, a typical judicial candidate says, "I'm a lawyer, I have a spouse, two kids, and a dog, and I'm a really nice person, so please vote for me. Oh, and because of the announce clause in the Code of Judicial Conduct, I can't talk about anything that might come before the court." For voters, it's the most frustrating part of any election cycle, but that's about to change. Earlier this year, the Montana legislature passed Senate Bill 45, which created the Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission. The commission, made up of 11 members appointed by the governor, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, the Senate President, the Speaker of the House, and the House and Senate minority leaders, is charged with evaluating the performance of every district court judge and every Supreme Court justice at two intervals in their term. Once at the midterm, and a final evaluation prior to the next election cycle, both of which are made public. The purpose, as stated in the bill, is to provide Montana citizens with fair, responsible, and useful information about the judicial performance of judges and justices, to which we say, it's about time. The United States Supreme Court, in the case of Minnesota v. White, said people casting votes for judges have both the right and the responsibility to cast informed votes. And the Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission, if structured correctly, will go a long way to making that happen. The Commission's first order of business will be to adopt a set of criteria by which to evaluate judicial performance. Thankfully, we won't have to start from scratch. Other states have successfully implemented similar commissions, so we should be able to use their sets of criteria as a starting point. These evaluations, if done well, will serve two primary purposes according to the bill itself. First, they will provide an objective, nonpartisan review of a judge's performance that will be made public prior to an election to help voters cast informed votes. And secondly, because the first review is conducted halfway through the judge's term, it will allow that judge to correct any deficiencies raised by the evaluation process. Transparency and accountability are crucial parts of any election, and they've been a part of legislative and gubernatorial elections for years. Now, it's the judge's turn. The members of the commission come from a wide variety of backgrounds, but they all have two things in common: years of public service and a desire to see every branch of government operating efficiently and effectively for the people of Montana. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.